Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, HaMashiach, Yahweh Shai. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. I like to quote a scripture in the book of Psalm 64, where King David prayed, "Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked." Now, who is the secret counsel of the wicked? That's the secret society, starting with the Illuminati, you know, the rich banking families that control and operate this earth, and their minions. They are the secret counsel of the wicked. You have a pyramid structure. At the top is the satanic Luciferian elites. So that's who the secret counsel is. The insurrection of the workers of iniquity, because these nations, they rise up against God's chosen people, who are the Israelites. During the time of slavery and the brutality of it, the miseducation of God's chosen people, leaving out history, just like now, all of this history that's been around for a while and is, you know, common knowledge within the Israelite circle or community, was, you know, brought out years ago about the art from the Dark Ages during the Byzantine Empire, which is going into the Russian icons, because the so-called Negroes were ruling in Europe. So all of that art, all the relics that depict who the world ignorantly calls as Christ, real name Yahweh Shai, have his visage and face depicted as a black man. And all the other people of the Bible, that's art, you know, that's been around for centuries, but because of our oppressors, they hid that information from us. So the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, these nations, they have rose up against us. In the book of Psalm 83, "Come and let us cut Israel off from remembrance." That's one of the ways that they did it, by hiding our identity. That was it, that the name of Israel will be no more in remembrance. This is why the majority of our people don't know that they're Israelite. Just think about that. You're grown, you're in a family, or you have families, you know, you have relatives, you go to family reunions, but nobody in your family throughout those different family reunions had the information or the knowledge to say, "Hey, we're Israelites. We're Hebrew Israelites. We're God's chosen people according to the Bible." This is what slavery was all about, because of our disobedience, because we didn't hearken to the words of the Heavenly Father. And we're not going to eat these ribs. We're not going to eat, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to eat no pork. But no, our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that was all, you know, all by design. You know, that was a cause and effect for being disobedient by not keeping the covenant of the Heavenly Father, Yahweh. So He said that we would serve other gods, wood and stone. So this is why, you know, with family functions and even in weekly service of prayer, we as a people, we didn't know that we were Israelites. We didn't know that the Lord chose us, and we're not to partake in any other, you know, forms of worship other than worshiping Him. Because worshiping Jesus is another God. It's not the, you know, the Jesus that Paul preached or Barnabas. This is not the Jesus or Yahawashi that Yahawashi preached in Christianity. It's not. Because that's paganism. Greco-Roman Catholicism. The Vatican, the Pope, all of that. That's paganism. This is why there's pagan rituals in the worship of Christianity. Because it's not the true worship of the Heavenly Father and the Messiah. It's a false god. It's lies. And this is the main reason our people are destroyed, because of not having that knowledge. Because with that lack of knowledge is sin. And so this is why the devil will put, you know, certain types of foods in our neighborhoods, you know, like the trucks that got shrimp, crab, lobster, what's that, catfish, all those foods. That's an abomination, because we have a dietary law. But the devil would do things to keep our people sinning out of ignorance. So when the Lord requires his people to repent and return to him and put down sins and seek his face through the word of Yahweh by Shem Yahushai, then what does that do? The Lord then grants mercy. The Lord then is attentive to the prayers and the cries of his people. And so now our people have returned, you know, the remnant that are slated for salvation, that have heard the words of Yahweh by Shem Yahushai and have received it with gladness. Now the nations, they know that we know who we are. Because their job was to keep the Lord's chosen people ignorant, basically psyching you out. You don't know who you are, and you don't know the power that you have access to. And so with that power comes miracles, restoration, healing, but within that, great opposition. And that's where we at. Especially now with the Russian icons, with the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, bringing out Black Jesus, as you know, as we hear on the different broadcasts, you know, people who are putting together content, and they acknowledged what the Messiah looked like and how they accepted Now, what do you think that do for modern Christianity that hears stuff on the internet that the Jesus that they've been worshiping, you know what I'm saying? The Jesus that they've been worshiping, come to find out, it's false. How you think that make them feel? They're angry. The insurrection of the workers of iniquity. Because they're the devil, so they're not going to have, you know, I'm talking about Esau here and in other parts of the world. But Esau here, they really pushed Christianity, because that white Jesus is pushed real heavy here. You know why? Because in other countries, they already are worshiping the black Jesus. They already bowed down to it. They already know. They might not be as vocal as Vladimir Putin did, which he's playing chess. But nonetheless, all these people in Europe, they know about the black Messiah. And so that's in their form of worship. But Esau here in America with that lily white Jesus. And I'm speaking this way because, I mean, it's the truth. This is during the process of iconoclasm. It started in Europe. And is, you know, it was used to destroy God's people by using that blasphemous image. It's psychological warfare. They use that image to destroy, not build up. Because it was, again, a psychological warfare. So you take a people that's in slavery and then you turn around and make them worship your God that looks like the oppressor, that's going to have a psychological effect. So now our people that are waking up and they're finding out that they're actually God's chosen people and the Heavenly Father and the Messiah looks like you, how you think that's gonna that's gonna help your psyche, you know what I'm saying? That's gonna help your self-esteem. Because now you have a sense of self-worth that they used against you for many years. They've used psychological warfare. And so the nations, they will rage. Just like we knew that we were Israelites in the ancient times, the nations are raged. So how do you think they're going to react when you now know who you are and you have access to the power of Yahweh by Shem Yahweh Shai through prayer, through faith? He said that you can move a mountain with a small mustard seed of faith. This is why these people now plot. They get together in their secret councils. The secret counsel of the wicked who wet their tongue like a sword, which is speaking lies. They speak lies. Using their influence because these people got money. So when people listen to them, Everybody listens. They got money and they got power. If they're going around lying and slandering and calling people you know, names, the majority of the people, they're going to believe. Because these people got credentials. But they're liars. They're deceivers. Because they're the devil. That's what the word devil means. It means this deceiver. They are deceivers. So they're going to, as always, since the time of the Romans, use every situation for their advantage, or to their advantage, which is false flag events. That's what happened with Nero. Nero burned down parts of Rome so he can make room for structures that he wanted to build. So one of the things he wanted to build was a place of worship for himself. These lights are weird. I'm talking about the street lights. It went. Now these people, this person is just darting. Some of these people. Like when I'm driving and I'm doing this lesson, these assholes are just driving erratically. And it's meant to try to distract me. Paying attention to the road and en route to my destination. So yeah, the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. They're using their lies to paint a picture. Propaganda. So like I was saying with Nero, he wanted to build a temple worship of himself. So he burnt down parts of Rome, and that's the story of how he was playing the fiddle when he burnt down, when he burnt down Rome in certain areas, and it was blamed on the Christians. It was blamed on the believers of Yahawashi. And that's where you get the Christian persecution. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. So we're in a time of that persecution of the Israelites. Not the modern Christians, you know. I'm talking about the Jews, the Israelites, who were labeled Christians. That persecution is here, and it will, manifest to the point where it goes into Jacob's trouble. So I say repent, as always. All praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, HaMashiach Yahawashi. Shalom. And definitely check out if it be the Lord's will, you brothers and sisters out there, go to YouTube, go to my channel, my main channel, and check out the latest broadcast. I did a 3-hour broadcast. So definitely check that out for brothers and sisters out there that's being persecuted. So again, peace and blessings. Talk to you later. Lord's will.